This slide shows how some of the different systems in the body function to provide a stable internal environment around a cell. If you look at the bottom of this figure, you'll see a cell. The cell is surrounded by fluid called interstitial fluid, and we'll define some of those fluids in an upcoming slide. But the cell must receive nutrients, oxygen, other substances from different places in the body, and it must get rid of its waste. So if we look at the arrows, you can see one arrow that's coming into the cell. And the cell is not directly in contact with the blood and the plasma, the fluid part of the blood. But the interstitial fluid does exchange with the plasma. Now the plasma, or the blood, is circulated by the heart. And so the circulatory system obviously has a big part of maintaining this balance around cells. You can see on the left that the respiratory system, the lungs, are involved in getting oxygen into the blood and taking CO2 out of the blood. And so those two systems work together to maintain a proper level of oxygen and CO2 around the cell itself. You can see at the top you have nutrients coming into the digestive system where they're digested, absorbed into the blood ultimately, and circulated around and, again, diffused from the blood, the plasma of the blood, into the interstitial fluid and are available for the cell. There's also an arrow leaving the cell, and that shows the path for wastes, such as CO2, and other metabolic wastes, which enter the blood, circulate around to the urinary system, which includes the kidneys and the bladder and so on, and those waste products are then eliminated from the body. So the internal environment of the cell is impacted by most closely the circulatory system, but then the circulatory system makes connection with, in different ways, other systems which provide that stable internal environment.